The goal of any team is to be better this week than you were last. Sure, there are going to be ups and downs. There's going to be days that as a coach you just can't explain what in the heck happened. But you want to learn from the adversity of previous games, put that to use on the field, and come out victorious. Last week against the Golden Bears from Concordia St. Paul in the first quarter, about everything that could have gone wrong for either team did. And Brent Bolte was happy that his team learned from that, got better as the game progressed, and for the second straight week, won a Northern Sun Conference football game.
You know, you start with our short field. I thought our defense, honestly, outside of one play in the first half, did a really good job. The double pass they got us on. Yeah, we got to play better. We were watching film, just didn't play as good as we could have on special teams, and sure, Concordia felt the same way. But yeah, it was a weird start and maybe a microcosm of our season a little bit, up and down and all over, and kind of just wrapped up in one quarter there. So it was good that it wasn't worse than 7-0, to be honest with you. The kids found a way to kind of rally and calm themselves and go out and play good rest of the game.
As a team, the Beavers did play better as that game went on. One player in particular put up some awfully gaudy numbers. Just a handful of catches, Malik Williams had not one, but two 75-yard touchdown catches.
Two receivers each side, fake to Booker, swings it out to the far side. Malik Williams makes a move across the 30, the 35, the 40. He's up the far sidelines in the foot race for Malik Williams. He's at the 30, the 20, cuts to the middle of the field at the 10, 5, touchdown Bemidji State.
We felt like maybe we had left, 3-4 scores out against Concordia St. Paul, where we just be more consistent. And that's always been, any coach would probably tell you that, just consistency and level of execution. So we got to be able to find a way to continue to run the football, and that opens up things for Brandon down the field and play action games. So, consistency is vital.
Offensive and defensive players aren't the only ones trying to make themselves better every day. Kickers are too. The Beavers' Mason Holfer.
You just kind of, if you sit there and think about it and be like, oh, what happened, then you're just going to just go downhill and just spiral out of control. And what you got to do is just throw it out the window, forget about it, which is extremely hard to do. Just toss it out the window and go out there and just pray to God that next one goes through the uprights. Because after you get that next one like I did, I was like, oh, okay, I'm good, we're fine.
The better team today is going to win the Battle Axe, the second longest traveling trophy in Division II football history. Coach Bolte says, you're darn right, that thing is important.
Well, I think it's a motivation. It's something that it's just fun to be associated with such a long storied, rivalry. And, Coach Tesh was here a lot because he's more at Dragon himself over here in Beaver Country. So that added a little bit of flair. And after a lot of years, we were kind of running away with the series, especially since I've been here. Morant's done a good job of creating a culture. Chris Lockley's done a nice job, and it's been a really fierce rivalry the last handful. And
Budweiser pregame show next, right here on the Beaver Radio Network.